Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to deliver remarks at the 2024 Social Forum of the Human Rights Council. I welcome this discussion on the human rights lens for the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development. This week, we are holding a series of hearings, meetings, seminars, and discussions on financing issues here in New York. This social forum panel should be considered as a part of that work. It is essential that we bring together the conversations in Geneva and New York and across disciplines. Excellencies, the 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development and its Sustainable Development Goals are in an integrated and universal agenda. Realization of these goals require investments of trillions of dollars. The current gap is estimated to be $4 trillion per year. The Financing for Development Conference is expected to provide for the means of implementation for the SDGs, both through immediate measures and systemic reforms. Developing countries struggle to raise sufficient resources for long-term investment in the delivery of public goods and services. Persistent and growing inequalities and underinvestment in public services within countries are major challenges to the realization of economic, social, and cultural rights. Addressing these financing challenges is the prerequisite to getting the 2030 agenda back on track. We need to mobilize finance at unprecedented scale and speed to deliver on the SDGs and on the promise made in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, last September, member states adopted the Pact for the Future, which lays the foundation for reform of the international financial architecture. The human rights lens can help motivate our drive for remaking the international system that is fair, equitable, and reflects the current realities of our world. The fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, to be held in Spain next year, has a mandate to support reform of the international financial architecture. I wish to highlight four key issues where I think major reforms can be motivated by the human rights lens. First, we need to create a development-oriented international debt architecture. A multi-pronged effort to advance this architecture can expand fiscal space for governments to meet their human rights obligations. Second, we need to dramatically scale up access to affordable long-term financing. We are creating bigger public development banks that support country plans and priorities with adequate and affordable finance. They should also get injection of new capital. While making these banks bigger, we should make these banks more accountable for their actions so that they build SDG alignment into every aspect of their work. Third, we need to create inclusive and effective international tax norms. Only with international tax rules that support the effective national tax systems can countries hope to mobilize the resources necessary for the human rights and SDG-aligned investments. Finally, and fundamental to the success of all efforts, is to create more equitable decision-making to improve global economic governance. All countries and people who have a stake in decisions need to have their voices heard effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, to secure the future for succeeding generations, we must make our economic and financial systems fully aligned with sustainable development needs and human rights obligations. Thank you.